Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, mid-90s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, could see some isolated storms early, partly sunny skies, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lower 80s, and Sunday, partly sunny with scattered storms. Right now, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced her intent to apply for the Lost Wages Assistance Program, a program that President Trump announced earlier this month that gives an extra $400 a week for those unemployed due to COVID-19. If approved, the governor's office said claimants can expect to see extra cash no sooner than late September. KWCH-TV reports that the payments will only be made to those that receive at least $100 in unemployment benefits and will be retroactive to the week ending August 1st. A Kansas man who kicked a black child and yelled racial slurs in a Wichita Dillon store will be sent to prison after failing at rehabilitation efforts. Trace Riff was sentenced yesterday to 2 years and 4 months in prison. Prosecutors say he kicked the one-year-old boy in December of 2018 while the child was in a store with his pregnant mother. And forecasters say along with chances of rain for the weekend comes a nice fall-type cool-down. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Reno County Health Department said yesterday a cluster was identified at Hutch Community College. That COVID-19 cluster includes 7 laboratory-confirmed positive cases, 6 of which reside within Reno County. Currently, in Reno County, there are a total of 8 clusters, 6 of which are considered active. KWCH-TV reports the Reno County Health Department says Hutch Community College is working closely with local medical providers and the health department to identify cases and their close contacts through contact tracing. Hutch Community College, not the only college. Tabor announced yesterday several students have tested positive for COVID-19. Tabor College said a student experienced symptoms and then went and got tested and came back positive. The college said its established protocol was followed. 3 students were isolated, 5 more placed in quarantine. The Marion County Health Department is investigating if others need to be quarantined. Mid-America Network News.
Downtime isn't an option when there's a job to do. Introducing the BF Goodrich Tradesman Support Program, the only tire program for tradesmen. Join and get up to $100 off a set of 4 BF Goodrich all-terrain TAKO2 tires, a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, and a roadside and worksite assistance program. Kick downtime off the job site. See your dealer for full details.
Mike is back and ready to serve you at Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska voters will get the chance to decide whether to legalize medical marijuana in November, although the Secretary of State says the decision is certain to face an immediate court challenge. Secretary of State Bob Evnen says activists collected enough valid petition signatures to qualify the measure for the general election ballot. Evnen, a Republican, rejected a quest by marijuana opponents to block the measure, as he did this week with a proposal to allow casino gambling. Evnen says opponents raised several valid points about problems with the ballot measure's language, but he ultimately concluded that it met all the legal requirements necessary to go before the voters. A state budget official who championed Nebraska's cautious pay-as-you-go approach to state spending will retire next month after 44 years. State budget administrator Jerry Oleg Mueller will end his career after working under 9 governors in Nebraska and South Dakota. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Another 2 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Washington County as of Wednesday. The Washington County Health Department is working with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The individuals are currently maintaining in home isolation with no underlying health conditions. They will work to identify any close contacts of the individuals, and those exposed will be contacted as soon as possible. They will continue monitoring contacts for fever and respiratory symptoms. There will be no further information about the patients released. Public health officials ask residents to continue to practice social distancing. If you develop respiratory symptoms, such as cough, fever, or shortness of breath, or are a potential direct contact with someone identified with COVID-19, stay at home away from others in the public in order to prevent spreading infection. Tylenol is preferred medication for fever rather than ibuprofen. Over-the-counter cough syrup is satisfactory for cough symptoms. Keep well hydrated, drinking plenty of water. And if symptoms worsen, contact your physician for direction on how best to proceed. Always call before going to the doctor's office, emergency room, or clinic. Inform them of your symptoms when calling. Social distancing for everyone is highly recommended. Practicing good hand hygiene and wearing masks in public is highly recommended. And if you're sick with a fever or cough, stay at home and contact your physician as appropriate. The county health offices also have additional helpful information. A body discovered Monday morning in West Beatrice near the Big Blue River has been identified as a Beatrice man, reported missing since mid-August. Foul play is not suspected in the death of Robert Bob Barton, age 32. He was found by volunteers searching the area by boat. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday at 1 at Riverside Park in Beatrice, with the Fox Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. The annual Pony Express re-ride, which had been rescheduled this week from June, has been canceled for this year. Challenges related to COVID-19 forced the decision, with the next event slated for next September 2021. An exhibit of gourd creations at the Art Center in Marysville closes this weekend. From garden to gallery, handmade gourd creations by Nancy Overmeyer is on display and open to the public Thursday afternoon 4 until 6, Saturday 10 to 4, and Sunday 1 to 4. Admission is free and is being hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. As area schools begin classes, fall activities also get underway, with school officials challenged to meet COVID-19 concerns when hosting athletic events. Restrictions remain fluid as the season begins, but an early example of limiting crowd interaction is a decision by Marysville USD 364 to go without fans entirely for the season-opening volleyball tournament this Saturday. Facebook Live feeds will be hosted. Attendance at other events will be addressed going forward. League meetings continue, as well as state guidance in determining options. Protocols may be subject to change as the season progresses. This subject will be the topic of our public affairs program this weekend, as Ben Keller visits with area activity directors addressing the matter. Tune Saturday in our 7 a.m. news block on KNDY. Dorothy L. Johnston, age 99, passed away August 15th in Round Rock, Texas. Graveside service Saturday, August 29th at 10 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Johnston. Elaine Schneider, age 90, of Beatty, passed away on Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. burial, St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Beatty. Rosary Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Schneider. Dorothy D. Steiner, age 93, of Frankfurt, passed away August 12. Private graveside service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Vermilion Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Steiner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, chicken salad, a whole wheat bread, veggie soup, and grapes. Monday, chicken parmesan, noodles, green beans, and blushing pears. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfurt is turning 21. Come join the party Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 to 5. Catch good deals in the store, pick up fresh homemade pies, and sample the fudge made on site. Local author Rosie Bossy will be signing books 1 to 3 on Saturday. It's Elsie Grace's 21st birthday party this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we're looking at Tropical Depression Laura still spinning across Arkansas and into Missouri, which will continue to push north and then push off towards the east as we head through the day. Otherwise, we have a frontal boundary across the upper central parts of the Midwest that will continue to push towards the east-southeast. That's going to bring some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area. Looks like into our area as we head through tonight, continuing into tomorrow. We'll see another system move through Sunday into the early parts of next week, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms, as well as much cooler temperatures on Monday. So for today, sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temps upper 60s. For tomorrow, isolated storms early, partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. That's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 89. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2000. The average low 65, record low 51 set in 1992. Sunset this evening at 8:02, sunrise in the morning at 6:51. Sunny and 69 degrees, a light south wind. That's check of the morning news and weather. For this Friday, the 28th of August, KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hardworking Kansans need help in this economy. Congressman Roger Marshall and Senator Pat Roberts delivered tax relief that will increase average household income by $4,000. Here's Congressman Roger Marshall.
This will be definite reform, definite relief for hardworking Kansans. Simpler, fairer, more jobs, higher wages. We're going to create a healthier economy so you can keep more of your hard-earned income.
And Senator Roberts agrees, but Kansans still need more help. Call Congressman Marshall at 785-829-9000 and Senator Roberts at 316-263-0416. Urge them to support H.R. 217, the Permanent Tax Relief for Working Families Act, or S-2490, the Child Tax Credit Extension Act. Make the Child Tax Credit expansion permanent and keep fighting to help Kansas families in these tough times. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Sending a message and the Padres' improbable comeback. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Kenosha, Wisconsin police shooting of Jacob Blake continues to reverberate around the sports world. The New York Mets and Miami Marlins held a 42-second moment of silence before both teams tipped their caps and walked off the field together. Outfielder Dominic Smith.
We're not just going to shut up and dribble, shut up and play ball. We're going to stand for what we believe in.
General Manager Brody Van Wagenen apologized after falsely accusing Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred of proposing both teams stage a walkout.
I recognize that there was brainstorming about suggestions and that it wasn't Rob and his leadership that was requiring or suggesting or mandating anything by any stretch of the imagination.
In a separate statement, Mets honcho Jeff Wilpon said his GM's misunderstanding of a private conversation was and is inexcusable. Six other games were also postponed in response to Blake's shooting. NBA players will resume the playoffs following the postponement of games the last two nights in protest of racial injustice. When will they return to the hardboards? ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski.
They've settled on Saturday, so we'll pick right back up where we left off in the playoffs. Still two games in the Western Conference, and then that game one of Toronto and Boston expected now to be on Saturday.
The NHL announced there will be no games again today. The four conference semifinal games will be rescheduled starting tomorrow. Back to baseball, the Mariners learned the hard way that no lead is ever safe.
Runner at first means nothing.
High fly ball. Will Myers, deep left field. Ball game's over.
On KWFN, Will Myers' walk-off home run, part of a seven-run, seventh-inning rally for the Padres, who came back to stun the Mariners 10-7. Basketball Hall of Famer and former Arizona men's basketball coach Lute Olson died. Lute Olson was 85. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
KNDY is helping you kick off the weekend with Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope, Dane's Automotive, and Galloway, Wiggers, and Brinegar. Friday Night Live.
Yeah, anytime on Friday is absolutely fine.
Playing your requests from 6 to 9 on FM 95.5.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope, Dane's Automotive, and Galloway, Wiggers, and Brinegar on FM 95.5.
There's going to be a bunch of cool bands playing and stuff.
It's going to be the best Friday of your life.
Well, see you Friday. Bye.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups. 1,500 models, an LTZ and an LTZ Z71 package. They're both four-door with four-wheel drive. The new 2020 Chevy Blazer all-wheel drive is in stock as well at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue this week hinted at more coronavirus, a food assistance program made for farmers in the future. He confirmed that USDA is considering shortly after Labor Day offering a second wave of CPAP relief. Funding for the next round would come from an additional $14 billion that Congress allocated in CFAP to replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation account after July 1st. Now, many ag groups say more relief is needed for farmers and ranchers as the first wave of CFAP closes September 11th when the sign-up period closes. Now, farm groups are lobbying for even more aid, like the $20 billion included in the failed Senate aid package last month. Lawmakers expected to try again in September to pass another round of economic stimulus. It's uncertain, though, if agriculture will be included. U.S. ag exports in fiscal year 2021 projected at $140.5 billion. Now, that is up $5.5 billion from previous estimates. USDA has released the Outlook for U.S. Ag Trade report, and that says the increase is primarily driven by higher exports of soybeans and corn. Soybean exports forecasted up $4.2 billion from fiscal year 2020 to $20.4 billion, largely due to expecting strong demand from China and reduced competition from Brazil. Corn exports projected to be up $700 million to $9 billion on expectations of higher export volume. Livestock, poultry, and dairy exports forecasted to be up $500 million to $32.3 billion in 2021, led by higher beef and veal plus variety meat, dairy, and poultry. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it's time for our latest Steckline report. And with the latest, it is Larry Steckline. Good morning.
Well, friends, here on the Ponderosa, we're ready to plant wheat. No doubt about it, this is in good shape as far as the land is concerned, and we're not the only ones. A lot of people getting ready to do the same thing, and we wonder why, don't we? Because we know that you can't make more money when $3.80 or 90 cent wheat is losing money by growing more or buying a bigger truck or whatever. But in any event, what are you going to do with this land? Got to do something. That's why those who are not in farming wonder why we do what we do. Because leaving it lay is darn sure no money at all. But in any event, let's take a look at this old market right now. We found a little bit of strength in the last few days on the wheat market. Good strength on corn and soybeans. Those Chinese boys are really buying, friends. And of course, two things. Number one, our stuff is so cheap, that's why they're buying. Along with the fact that our dollar is as low as it's been for at least 10 months. And so consequently, that makes it cheaper for them to be buying our products, and we're pretty excited about that. They even bought some Milo. That's unheard of. So, folks, if that continues, we can hold this old grain price where it is today, maybe gain back a little bit more, but not a lot, because the world is oversupplied, no doubt about that. And every time we hear about the Russian crop or the European crop, it's as good as it's ever been. And so we don't have anybody with major problems, which is what it's going to take. Less production to get this price up from where it is today, which is disastrous low. So I guess what we'll do is get on the old tractor, plant some of that stuff, and lose some more money. See you on the next Techline Report.
More Larry Techline with the latest Techline Report. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. And again today, aquaculture is under that banner, too, as we speak with Brent Speckhart of Speckhart Shrimp Farm in Quincy, Illinois. More after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1860. Check out flora.com.
If you're a parent or grandparent, you've spent quite a bit of your time doing the nursery rhyme, "This Little Piggy Went to Market." Well, at Brent Speckhart's farm near Quincy, Illinois, it's no longer the pigs going to market, it's shrimp. Speckhart Shrimp Farm was started after they went out of the hog business and decided to turn their hog barn into something else. It now has 10 swimming pools full of shrimp. And Brent, what happens when these little shrimp are ready to go to market?
Well, when they're ready to go to market, we'd like to sell them at what we call a 20 count, which means 20 shrimp per pound. And we pull them out live and dip them into ice water and package them up in 1 pound packages, and we market them a variety of different ways. We started out just selling out of our building to local people here, and as we've started to get a few more, we've been branching out a little more to farmers markets, and we've actually got some people that have inquired about trying to buy 25 pounds a week or something like that, and so we're in the process of trying to figure out how to ship shrimp overnight so that they stay fresh and we can get them to people who are too far away to drive to deliver them.
Have you been able to sell all that you raise?
To this point, yes. We have been able to sell a lot of shrimp through the farmers market avenue.
And until we're able to get a taste test, we'll have to take Brent's word on this. But he says the farm-raised shrimp tastes better than the frozen shrimp that comes from who knows where.
Yes, I sure think they do. 90% of the shrimp that we eat here in the United States comes from imported shrimp. And a lot of those shrimp maybe have antibiotics that are used in China or the Asian countries over there, which is where most of our shrimp comes from. And that is one thing here you can absolutely guarantee, that they have no antibiotics, and we don't use any steroids. We don't have to worry about any type of outside contamination because they're raised inside a closed-in building. So that's a big advantage, and that's something we use when we're trying to market our shrimp.
And about 5 years after starting, Brent says he's glad that he and his family started it. It is a family affair, by the way. All three grown children are involved with Brent and Barb in the production and marketing of the shrimp. And you can read more about their operation at speckheartshrimp.com. Back after this.
We are talking today to Farmers Cooperative oil guy, Chris Forey. Why should equipment operators use United Universal Transhydraulic Fluid?
With years of real-world testing under our belts in Farmers Cooperative and customer equipment, it's just the best universal transhydraulic oil on the market.
Why is this a good time to buy United?
Buy 55 gallons or more of United Universal Transhydraulic Oil, and you'll get a free 10-pack of Red Max Extra Tacky Grease. It's the best red tacky grease that we can find.
Be sure to stop by any of our Farmers Cooperative branches and ask about our United Universal promotion.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunshine and 69 this morning. Middle 90s on one more warm day ahead of a cold front moving in that may prompt occasional showers or thunderstorm Saturday into Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Kansas City Royals with a day off yesterday. They'll start a three-game series with the Chicago White Sox that gets underway at Chicago. First pitch this evening at 7:10. Today is the big day for Keisha to make an announcement. The Kansas State High School Activities Association Executive Board Monday unanimously approved an alternative season model for sports and activities for schools that opt out of participation this fall due to COVID-19. The proposal now goes before the Keisha Board of Directors, where they'll vote today to either adopt or reject the plan. If approved, over half of either 1A, 2A, and 3A schools or half of 4A, 5A, and 6A schools in any particular sport or activity must choose to participate for the alternative plan in that sport or activity to take place. Championships will not change under the proposal. Again, that vote by Keisha today. Mid-America Network Sports.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at rusty@ford.com.
Vehicles with a group credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Super Crew SLT 4x4. Stock 2TO97 plus MSRP 54135. Rusty at discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. Metal qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire August 31st, 2020.
For a second straight night, the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin impacted the sports world. All NHL playoff games were postponed for both last night and tonight. The New York Mets and Florida Marlins staged a protest prior to their scheduled game, as described by Mets play-by-play announcer Howie Rose.
Now the players on both teams wave their caps at each other. The Mets are headed back to their dugout, the Marlins to theirs, and now the Mets players are walking off the field as well, saluting each other.
The teams draped a Black Lives Matter t-shirt over the home plate and chose not to play their games. The Hall of Fame coach who turned Arizona into a college basketball powerhouse, Lute Olson, has died. He was 85. Olson's family said he died last night. The cause of death wasn't given. He spent 24 seasons at Arizona. I'm Rick Averett. Have a great weekend, everyone. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Can the color of the moon help predict the weather? We will look at one old-time proverb and the science behind it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 28th, the 241st day of the year. Actor Jack Black and singer Shania Twain are sharing a birthday, and on this day in 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech. It was at a rally in Washington, D.C. You may have heard this bit of weather wisdom. Pale moon rains, red moon blows, white moon neither rains nor snows. There is some truth to it, and it's all related to the amount of dust particles in the air. A dust particle is the condensation nucleus around which a raindrop or a snowflake forms. When the air is filled with them, the moon can appear pale or reddish. In especially clean air, the moon is white. It doesn't always hold true, but often enough to earn a place in the weather lore archives. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
My first best friend was a six string. Took him with me everywhere I go. When I was 18, bought a Dodge van. Drummer and made the road my home. Ooh, I wouldn't change a thing. It made the man.